This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An ordinance that could effectively ban abortions within Pueblo City limits narrowly passed a first reading by the Pueblo City Council this week. That's according to the Pueblo Chieftain. Earlier this year, state lawmakers passed the Reproductive Health Equity Act to protect reproductive health care rights in Colorado. This proposal appears to be the first municipal regulation of abortion in the state. A second reading at council is scheduled for December 12th. A Colorado Springs brewery owned by the man who helped stop the shooting at the Club Q nightclub hosted a fundraiser tonight for an LGBTQ organization. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the event was planned before the November 19th shooting.
Calling it standing room only at Entre Vita Beer Company, I think, kind of undersells how packed it's been tonight. Just hundreds of people coming through this small brewery in Colorado Springs. Governor Jared Polis stopped in, Mayor John Southers, and Ent Credit Union presented Richard Fierro with their first annual Community Advocate Award, which came with a check for $50,000.
That's CPR's Dan Boyce. The fundraiser will benefit the group Mosaic and an LGBTQ resource center at the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. A Denver police officer and a suspect were injured during a shootout in downtown Denver last night. A handcuffed suspect in the backseat of a squad car had a second hidden gun and shot at the officer in the neck, according to a police spokesperson. Another officer shot at the suspect multiple times. Both the officer and the suspect, who was initially arrested for stealing a vehicle, were taken to the hospital. This is CPR News at 7:06.